So you feel me, the discussions we need to have. We need to be thinking furiously about that question. What is needed to support individual self-sufficiency? This is why I put forward, shared what I had learned about the Earthship, because I think that's a key piece. One of them, obviously. There's many. I refer often to the Bloom. There's also a PDF on the blog website, blog page, that's entitled Bloom's Notions of Decentralized Fuel Generation in each of our little small little villages, if that's what soothes our souls, you know. It is not rocket science. I got to find a better metaphor or analogy or whatever. To reproduce our own lives. It's, you know, we've been on the planet for a few hundred thousand / however you define human years. There's a lot of knowledge out there. What we need, as I say frequently, is power off our backs. All states right now are fighting to hold on to legitimacy. And this means they are inventing lots of reasons why, quote unquote, why we in theory need them. When will we start talking about the opposite? When will we factor into our thinking and planning the problem of infiltration? And I have to tell you, that thought crosses my mind every time I read. I guess I should say most frustratingly when I read the local anarchist paper. Subject for another show. Somehow we must get our own means of discourse. Somehow we have to overcome this tactic. I'm convinced the answer lay in simply getting behind, standing with our bodies and our global vision, starting to trust what our bodies want. We don't want to sort of like eke out a horrible little isolated individual existence. We want to be big. We need our brothers and sisters. We have a right to these big discussions and decisions. We have a right to shape the world we want. And we have to start believing in it, that those rights. And believing in the strategy of a one-day global general strike. Our global vision requires global action. No other way, folks. Not that we would want another way. Come on, all of us together, singing and dancing. I mean, is that not a fantasy to end all fantasies? A big global dance of freedom. So we have to get our own means of discourse, because we need that global dance repeated until we are free. And I'm convinced the answer is in a clear understanding of what infrastructure must be built to support the world we want, so that we can reassure those who are concerned about basic survival issues. The world we want is a world in which every human being is self-sufficient while being freely associated. A world in which there is no coercion. And I'm convinced the answer is in ending the practice of making fodder for fascists of our children, converting them into totalitarians for hire. We have to intentionally create an alternative to offer, to adhere to, instead of the global state, in order for more and more of us to join us in exorcising the totalitarian global class system.